In sports, this is a story. Of course, the Knicks didn't recognize Patrick Ewing when he was in the building a couple of weeks ago and asked him for his passes and who he was and everything like that. But at a Knicks game, which the Knicks won, by the way, 131-113, on Tuesday night, a fan was wearing a Ban Dolan. And Dolan is the guy who owns Madison Square Garden. I mean the Knicks and the Rangers. And the fan was wearing a Ban Dolan T-shirt. He was booted out of the arena. He tweeted, "Just got kicked and escorted out of a Knicks game for wearing a T-shirt by the homie, boom, 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 that apparently James Dolan didn't like. These tickets were too expensive just to get bounced 5 minutes into the game with no refund. How does this work, NBA?" Well, it works that you can be bounced out for any number of reasons, all right? It doesn't just have to be wearing a Dolan T-shirt, all right? Now, according to rules and regulations, the arena has the right to remove anybody who's wearing a shirt or holding up a sign with offensive language. The shirt saying Ban Dolan was deemed offensive, which led to the fans' ejection from the arena. It's stretching it a little bit, but basically, if the rules are posted and they say you broke the rules, guess what? You broke the rules and you're not in luck at all. Now, we hear a lot of bad news about the NBA and about the NFL and the players, how unruly they act. Well, an NFL player stopped a sexual assault in progress at an Arizona park, and he was awarded with an Outstanding Service Award by police. A New England Patriots offensive lineman, Justin Heron, was honored. Last weekend, he stopped a sexual assault at a park in Arizona. He said that he was walking around Kiwanis Park about 11 o'clock in the morning, and that's when he heard a woman scream for help. He immediately made his way over to the scene, and that's where he saw a man on top of a woman. Now, this guy is 6'5", 305 pounds. Said that he yelled at the man to get off the woman. It didn't work, so he had to physically remove him away from her. Quote, "I just knew in that moment I had to go and put a stop to it," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "I told him to sit down, and he just sat down and waited," end quote. Police eventually arrived at the scene. They identified the suspect. The victim was a 71-year-old woman who was allegedly pushed to the ground by a 30-year-old man that allegedly tried to sexually assault the woman. So police awarded Heron and Murray Rogers, another Good Samaritan on the scene, with outstanding service awards for their heroics. The victim called Heron and Rogers her angels. So we read enough bad news about pro athletes. That is a nice good news story about pro athletes, all right? All right. Looks like the Washington football team may keep that name permanently. That's not a bad name, the Washington football team. But it looks like that might stay permanently. All right? All right. Let us take a look at some sports scores now from the NBA last night. The Celtics lost to the Bucks 121-119. I think they are the only local team that were in action last night. Today, let's take a look. The Knicks take on the Wizards. Tomorrow, the Nets take on the Pistons, and the Celtics take on the Bucks. That's NBA action. In the National Hockey League yesterday, I don't see any of our local teams in action today. Let's take a look. The Devils take on the Capitals. The Rangers take on the Flyers. The Islanders take on the Bruins. So that is our National Hockey League. And what teams played yesterday in the Grapefruit Leagues? Well, the Mets did. They lost to the Cardinals 3-0. The Yankees lost to the Blue Jays 5-0. Red Sox beat the Orioles 2-0. So there you go. That is our baseball for the time being. Of course, the March Madness continues. Texas is advanced to the Sweet 16 in female play with a win over UCLA. The Arizona women are in their first Sweet 16 since 1998. They defeated BYU. Louisville rallied from 18 points down. They beat Northwestern 62-53. So some of the things that happened yesterday in March Madness, the NCAA tournament, would involve the women's teams. All right. That is a check on sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.